We got a question for you, Quan.
Okay.
What is your personal definition of clout?
Clout?
Yes, clout.
Shotgun when somebody
want
to get right.
Okay.
Get right at it.
Goodbye. It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture, you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to be. If you hear the laugh and vibe, come take a seat and... All right, so we have our pilot episode, episode one of The Trapologist.
What it do, baby?
Hey. Here with Kay.
And Key.
And we have our guest star. What generation is this?
Generation X.
Gen Xer. We have a special guest.
Hello.
What's your name, special guest?
Not your real name.
Okay. T is here. All right. So we're going to start. This episode is our pilot / clout chasers episode. So first we're going to start by defining.
What is clout?
Yeah.
So let's start with our Webster's Dictionary of what clout is.
Webster says, I thought you hit it. Oops. So let's say what Webster says. Okay, Webster's defines clout as, of course, not like what we think of clout is, but it says a blow, especially with the hand. So, all right, let's go to like Urban Dictionary. What does Urban Dictionary say?
Clout. Urban Dictionary.
Clout, wanting attention on social media. So that's where we are.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Can we insert that? Like, can that be a sound?
Yeah.
All right, so that's what we're talking about today. Generation Z, what generation?
X.
Generation Xer, what's your definition of clout?
My definition is when someone is trying to do something for attention. They're trying to be showy.
All right, showy. What's an example? Like, the people in your generation, like, do that? Like, still?
Some people in my generation do it that still think they're teenagers.
Like, what's an example?
Do they do?
Like, flashy, you know, just over the top. Like, for example, you have this conversation. And this one particular person in the group has done everything everybody's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so like you're talking about something like, oh, I've done that last year.
Like, oh, I'm going to Jamaica. Girl, I went there twice, three times yesterday.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So another definition, we could get our baby boomers.
Clout.
Yeah.
Clout would be like somebody's with influence.
Okay. Yeah, that's what our first episode about today.
Okay.
All right. So, personal examples of clout chasing that we have witnessed.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
We have another definition of clout from Generation Z. Clout is someone or something that's popular.
Okay.
Okay. Very generic, but.
It is what it is. Gen Z's. Okay. Or why? Wait, what? Why? Okay, he's younger than us. We're millennials.
We're millennials.
So.
Which is why.
Which is Gen Y. So, moving on.
Examples.
Clout's all up in the media. So, there's songs about clout. Everybody want to be a rap star. Everybody want to da-da-da. Let's play a little bit of Gotti. So y'all know this.
Everybody real, but they not, boy.
Hey. So he said something there. What he said?
He said that everybody want to be a dope boy,
but they not.
Everybody got a job. I mean, everybody want to be.
You should
real,
have a job,
but
though.
They not.
But they lying.
They lying. They're and they doing it what?
ATOP.
All for clout.
For clout.
For clout.
ATOP. Another song that we have. Everybody know this.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm quiet at the beach. Yeah, yo. Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat. They don't want it. I peek these niggas all sweet.
Okay, let's get to the like the. Okay, there we go. So, do anything for clout. And sadly, that's where we are, you know, as a culture, I guess. So some examples, a recent example, we just went to Miami for Martin Luther King weekend. It was lit. Lots of clout chasing, though, like Clout Fest Miami 2020. That's the name of the trip.
So just imagine with us that you're sitting there enjoying time with the people you travel with. But all around you are a bunch of Chout Clayson noogles.
Noogles. But it's podcast for everybody. Yeah. So, you know.
I mean.
Know your role if you're not.
You got the people who want to get in the VIP section, which do what you want to do. But then, you know, they come out with the bottles and everybody's on social media. Nobody ever really enjoys the moment anymore.
So call it what you want. We was talking to this promoter to like find out what to do, whatever, where to go for the night. He tells us that it was like, what, he's like $500?
$500.
$500 to get in the section. And well, I laughed. Yeah. But he was for real because like he didn't laugh with us. So I was like,
right.
Like, nigga, people actually knew. Nigga, you thought, but.
People pay.
To be seen,
exactly. To be in a different section with, oh, I'm this important.
Right, look at me.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So fast forward, we actually go to the spot. Did not get in VIP because who is paying $500 to stand around and look at other niggas? Not I. Not you.
I.
Okay, and not you. We not doing it. So we go to the club. I'm like, we walk in. Okay, it's a little lit or whatever. We stand in there, and there's, like, some little benches, I guess. What would you call those? Couches. That, I guess, are the VIP. Like, so we are basically standing where people, beside people who pay $500 to stand.
Right.
2 feet away from us.
And he also basically said the bottles were, like, $200 for whatever.
These niggas had Patron and Hennessy. Yes.
Let's rest in peace to their bank accounts.
Patron and Hennessy. They had their little baristas or whatever that come out with the little hold the drink up and dance off beat for 2 minutes. And then they did, though. They were dancing off beat. And then I would think people would have better plastic surgery. Like, I don't know. Thought of Miami down there.
That's definitely a whole different episode.
Okay, we'll do that later. But, yeah, you pay $500 for your bottles. 4 bottles. You did get 4 bottles, but I'm like, 4 bottles of Patron and Hennessy? Like, I better have some Douce. I better have some shit that's locked up behind the counter.
And then it kind of gets to, like, whenever you're on social media and you see the clout, it kind of gets into the risk versus benefit of what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, special guest. We love you. Like, I don't get it.
So, real life examples of clout chasing on Twitter. Weighing the risks and benefits.
Yeah. So, there was this tweet I came across. Like, you know, you just strolling. You come across some wild stuff on Twitter. But it was, like, this girl who was, like, I sucked so many dicks today that my jaw hurt. And I was, like, what?
See.
Like, okay.
That's where it gets into.
I want to find the tweet now. Let me get on my Twitter.
Like, why?
Who? Why? Like, what did...
What purpose did that serve?
So,
do what you want to do, but that sounds like she's really just looking for attention.
Yeah, like, benefits. So, possible benefits. Maybe you was looking for, like...
Another one to do.
Yeah, or, like, but positives? Like, I can't really... Like, now you... Everybody know you did dick-sucking hoe, so... Like,
Let's think outside of the box. What could be a possible positive?
Like, maybe...
Maybe sexual liberation.
Yeah. Maybe you get on. Like, I think the goal of a lot of clout is to get on. But, like, for people who are already on, like, I don't get it. But, like, I think the goal is to get on. Like, maybe somebody will pick her up and put her on a reality TV show or something like that.
Because I definitely feel like whenever tweets do start to go viral, quote-unquote, you notice everybody underneath their tweet that goes viral, mm-hmm. like, follow me on so-and-so.
Yeah, or I ain't got nothing to promote, but blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and they, like, tag other people. Yeah. So, I mean, benefits include, you know, possible business exposure, possible other ventures, but it's just, like, there's other ways to go about that than to then risk.
Like, and then, like, so to go with that, so I clicked on the tweet. You know how you start digging or whatever. So somebody actually DM'd her, and she, like, linked it, so it's a thread or whatever. And they was like, why are you out here, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you saying this? And mm-hmm. she was like, for clout. Like, she did say, for clout. So she was like, at least she, I guess, quote, unquote, real with it. But, like, girl, like,
why? Like, why is this a thing?
Yeah.
Like, why can't people?
How we get here?
How did we get here? But before we get to how we get there, so now here's a risk-benefit tweet that I found.
Okay.
So there's, I don't know why, but you know, everyone is posting, if they get DMs from guys, they post that mm-hmm. for clout. Like, oh, look how many guys are trying to get at me. Cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then there's also, I don't know what's up with this new trend of people saying, oh, I smashed my stepsisters.
Oh, God.
Like,
I missed out.
Yeah.
What is this?
Police! 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 Help! Police!
You guys need help. That is not okay. And that is definitely risk. Like, you sound, i.e. a pedophile. You sound like an incest monster. This is ridiculous.
I'm not judging people's lifestyles, but no, also.
Do what you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, clout, I mean,
how
it's I guess it's addictive. Like, I think, like, is that how we got here? Like, people want to go viral. Like, the goal is to go viral.
You want
to
be seen. Everybody, I feel like, I personally feel as if there's a little bit of something in everybody that wants recognition for something.
Yeah.
And then people just go about it, I believe, the wrong way.
Yeah. Like, you want to be rewarded. You want to be thanked, praised, congratulated. Like, the put your, like, and then the same thing with nudes, like, putting your nudes all over the internet. Like, I feel bad for these people's kids.
No, because, like, seriously.
When you grow up, somebody in kindergarten gonna be showing your mama asshole. You like, dang, you like, you can't even do nothing. You can't deny it because y'all out here with y'all OnlyFans or whatever, y'all just be putting everybody, like, your whole face, your whole job.
It's
like,
just, and then especially. I see a lot that people will get in car accidents or something. And the minute they do, it's like, oh my gosh, y'all just got in a car accident.
Yeah.
Like, can we tend to our personal...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of scary, like...
Everything is on broadcast. It feels as if everybody has a reality TV show.
True, kind of, yeah. Because, I don't know, it reminds me of one of those... I don't know, I heard some kind of... like statistic, like your own camera, like blah blah percentage of your life, and I believe that, like, especially like increased surveillance, somebody always recording something, mm-hmm. somebody always sneaking a picture of somebody,
right?
Like, we're a monitored society. It reminds me of like Black Mirror, like them episodes, you know, they
yes
creepy.
And they actually feel like they're starting to come like alive, you yeah, know what I'm saying, like, and yeah. it's creepy,
yeah.
Because you go out somewhere, and I remember a time, I'm not that old, but I remember a time, where, like, especially day. Undergrad, like, we could go to a party, and everybody just experienced the party.
Yeah,
it was a vibe.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, the party's dead, but as soon as I get my camera on, then everybody vibes.
And you, like, lit for the camera, but it's dead.
And then afterwards, your head back down, and you type it on. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then another thing is, like, that reminds me a little bit off subject, but, like, going out with people, if I'm, like, wasted, don't record me.
Yes. People, it's the lines. Like, there's boundaries.
People got real jobs.
Right.
I ain't trying to be all over to nobody's social media in a compromising position.
Exactly.
Period.
Right.
So, how do we get here?
We got here because of the attention seeking.
People want, yeah. I guess it's addictive. Can we get back? How can we get back? Make it back. Make it like it was.
Bring them out. I feel like the only way to get back would be all of a sudden technology just went down.
I don't know if I could.
But then that's like, extreme because technology does have its
freedom
benefits.
Of speech.
Yeah, it has its benefits. Like we do a lot using technology, but I definitely feel like until it becomes a negative, until people see clout chasing as a negative,
is it a fad?
It will not stop. I do feel like that.
It's a fad. All right, y'all, the fad's over. Can we stop? Like, I'm tired.
Please. For the love of God.
Oh, God. Oh, geez.
Oh, me.
Oh, me.
Like, A-T-O-P.
A-T-O-P, we tired. So, a recent event, a clout event. So, Gayle King, Oprah friend, is under a lot of fire right now. I think I seen a clip of Oprah crying because she's like, Gayle's not in a good place. So, I think that was about this recent event. But, so, Gayle interviewed Lisa Leslie, correct me if I'm wrong, blah, 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 about Kobe. R.I.P. Kobe. Y'all know Kobe just tragically and his daughter Gigi and 8 others died in a tragic helicopter accident, which was wild as hell.
Let's have a moment of silence for Kobe and all others affected.
True. All right. So Gayle interviewing the girl or whatever, and then she brings up, like others have, I'll be fair, that Kobe had those rape charges or whatever. Those were dropped. He was acquitted. He wasn't charged. But, like, why are you doing this, Gayle? Like, I feel like you're doing this for ratings, a.k.a. clout.
For clout.
You too old.
How? And that's, like,
let's Google. How old is Gayle? Gayle King. Age. Ma'am. Ooh, she is 65. She don't look 65, though, so good job for that.
No, black don't crack.
Mm-hmm. Good for that, but also, ma'am, you are way too old to be doing things for clout. And that's all I got to say. Leave these people alone, Vanessa and her other family and lots of America, because lots of people all over the globe is, like, trying to remember Kobe for, like, all that he's helped people with, all the people that he's influenced, and here you are bringing up some raggedy-ass old charges that were dropped. Yeah. You did it for clout, Gayle. Tisk, tisk. I shake my... What do you call this? I shake my finger at you.
And then I just feel like, as far as clout, positive and negative, I personally feel as if you concentrate on whatever your thing is, like, you know, you will naturally get clout and recognition for whatever you're good at. I feel like this new fad is clout chasing that
for no reason.
It kind of like fast forwards to everything else. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like you skip the hard work and you say this outlandish things that will eventually, if you have your employer somewhere linked to your Twitter, you have your school somewhere linked to your Twitter, this will get out.
Yeah, it'll get back to you. Huh?
It's snowing.
See, that's why.
Bro, what? Yesterday in Raleigh.
That's why we had them tornadoes. So, our special guest came back and said it's snowing. I'm tired of snow. That's another issue, but it's been the Trapologist. It's been real. We appreciate you. And that's our pilot episode. Y'all get at us on Twitter at TheTrapologist. Let us know what y'all want to hear, what y'all want to talk about. Give us some examples. We'll shoot out what our next couple episodes are going to be about. And y'all can get at us with your thoughts and opinions. And we take feedback. Don't be a rude ass bitch, though. But we take feedback. So let us know what you think.
This is our first podcast. We are extremely grateful for those who are listening. Thank you guys again. Follow us on Twitter as well as Instagram.
True.
And absolutely give feedback. This is our first rodeo. There are always, you know, different routes we can take. We are open to hear it. We ain't gonna take everything because, like she said, some of y'all be hating. Yeah. However, we are open to criticism.
And also praise. So do that.
Hey, praise.
Sanctuary. All right. Bye, y'all.
Signing out.